What's up, y'all? Welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm Coach K, and I'm super excited to be here as always. And whether we are joining together collectively as we refocus and recenter our breath and take some time in a breathing meditation, or if we are just chit-chatting about the things that really matter in life, I'm always excited to be here with you. So as we dive into this week's episode, I encourage you to grab you a cup of coffee, find you a comfy seat, and let's just get it going. Hello, you guys, and welcome to Coffee and Conversations with Coach K. I'm super excited to be here. As always, it is officially another Friday, and man, it's been a week, but you know what? Today is a good day, so let's get it going. Grab something to drink. You know it's Friday, so no judgment. Do your thing. I've got a little sip of coffee on the side and some water to kind of wash it all down with, just because I'm feeling like I need a little bit of both. Sometimes you just need a little of this and a little of that to get you through the day. So grab whatever you're doing, grab what you need, and let's chit chat for a little bit. I think this is week number nine. So that means we've got, technically, if I'm going to do what I said I was going to do, then we only have one more week to go. However, I might throw in a bonus episode just because I'm not sure that I said everything I wanted to say or chit-chat about everything I wanted to chit-chat about for this first season, this inaugural season. It felt so good to step outside of my comfort zone and do something that I wanted to do and said I was going to do. So actually putting it into practice has come through. Like, it's amazing what happens whenever you put your mind to something and then you decide to do it. So, and it is everything that I thought it was going to be and more. So if you are questioning, you know, jumping into something, I think I've said this before, but it definitely bears repeating. My motto, my theory is do it again, do it and do it again, for real. So anyways, let's chit chat a little bit. This week's topic resonates with me so much. As a person, as a human, as a mom, as a caregiver, as a friend, as an aunt, as a confidant, it resonates so much with me. So maybe it will with you too. Let's kind of talk a little bit about how to show up and show out for yourself. So kind of what brought this about was having a full plate on more than one occasion recently, and trying to figure out how to make all of that work and then have time for me and have the opportunities for me and to truly see like what that looks like. And so I got to thinking, and I wanted to make sure my mantra, I'll put it like this, my whole being as a nurse coach is to model my behavior so that anyone that allows me to coach them can see that I am very genuine in telling them, or making suggestions rather, about how to go about making lifestyle changes in their own lives. I want to be able to be an example. And so I don't feel like I can be an example if I haven't done it myself. And so this was a great topic because it's definitely something that comes up for many people. And it was good because it came up for me. And so it allowed me to kind of research and do some really deep introspective thinking about it. And so as a result, we're going to chit chat about it. So here we go. Showing up for yourself is so, so important. It is just, it cannot be understated, because I truly feel like if we can't show up for ourselves, then we for damn sure can't show up for other people. And I might have a little bit of potty mouth with this one, so I'll put an explicit warning on it if you like, but I will do my best to stay within the realm of, you know, everyone can listen to it without, you know, having a bleep beep. So, but you get it, right? If you can't show up for yourself, you can't show up for anybody else. You cannot give what you don't have, period. You know, sometimes my kids will be like, you know, mom, you have any cash? Well, no, I don't, because in general, I normally don't have a whole lot of cash on me. And, they have to give me a warning. They have to let me know ahead of time, I'm going to need this for in the morning, or I'm going to need, I'm going to need money for lunch, or I'm going to need this. Well, you have to tell me ahead of time because I can't give you what I don't have. And I've said that multiple times to them. And I had to think about that when I was thinking about showing up for yourself. You can't show up for yourself. You can't show up for anybody else if you can't show up for yourself. So it's super important to have a practice and know what it means to show up for yourself if you plan on being able to show up for other people. As we enter into a very busy holiday season in the midst of a pandemic, yes, we are. Yes, we still are. Has not changed. In fact, it's gotten worse. I'll let you figure that part out for yourself. But we are still in the middle of a pandemic. And in the middle of it, we have Thanksgiving coming up, and we also have Christmas and New Year's. And typically, what happens during a busy holiday season is we tend to want to be everything for everyone else and quickly forget about ourselves, run ourselves ragged for 12 weeks or so, and then before you know it, we are tapped out, have nothing left in the tank, and just don't want to be messed with, want to be left alone. And we got to figure out how to make that not be a habit anymore, because the holidays come around every year, so it's better to be prepared than to for it to have it come up and not be ready. And it's not just the holidays that put you in that frame of mind where you're doing, 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 and you forget to be for yourself. I feel like that happens a lot whenever we have projects or deadlines, maybe obligations that we have to attend to. We've committed to something, and then all of a sudden it's bigger than what we expected, and it's taking so much of our time and our energy and effort that we begin to not even recognize the person in front of the mirror anymore. You have to evaluate where you are so that you can show up for you. Too often we put ourselves last on the to-do list, and sometimes we aren't even on the list at all. Sometimes you look down that to-do list and you don't even see yourself. That's when you know there's a problem. There's an issue with that. Internally, somewhere deep down inside, you have to say at some point, I need to be important for me too. I need to be important for me too. This is very common as our parents age and we become caretakers for older parents as well as children. And maybe you've got a family, you've got, your spouse, you've got things to do with that. The kids have basketball and tumbling and taekwondo. And then, you've still got to figure out some girl time in there, where you could just let your hair down and hang loose, socially distanced, of course. And then maybe you just have like a set of expectations that maybe you placed on yourself, or maybe somebody else placed upon you, and you can't quite figure out how to get out of it. But you turn around and look, and at the end of the day, again, the person staring at back at you in the mirror is somebody you've never seen before, and that comes from being so devoid, so empty, so lifeless in who you are that you can't even understand what life means anymore. And being in that place is super scary. I get it, y'all. Being in that place where you don't even know who you are is a very scary place. But you know what else it is? It's also a very rewarding and beneficial place, because that is the time that you can choose to almost reinvent who you are, with no judgment. No judgment, no expectations. That is the time that you can decide once and for all, what is it that is true to who I am, and really, really focus on that. Really focus on that. Now, I want to give you just a few ways, just a few ideas. I always like to give you just some suggestions about how to show up for yourself. And first and foremost, I want you to figure out what does that mean to you? What does showing up for yourself mean to you? I know for me, it means saying yes to me, saying yes to me more often than I say no. Saying yes to me means, for example, every single day I do something that is specifically, inherently only for me, not for anybody else. That is for me. And it varies. There are some things that I do religiously. And it's because I know that it's going to serve a purpose for me for that day. A lot of times it's just pedaling it out on my bike at home. I use a Peloton app. I don't have the Peloton. What's up to my Pelo family? No shade, y'all. No shade. I just got me a little, you know, cute bike. It pedals and I got an app. And we live in large over here. But in truth, that time is my time. It is uninterrupted. If I get a call or a text, it goes straight to voicemail, or I return the text later. That time is specifically for me. That is what showing up for myself, usually on a daily basis, starts with. And depending on what else is going on in my life, I might add a few things. I meditate daily, and some days I do it more longer than I do others. I make it a practice to slow my breathing enough for me to slow myself, in turn showing up for me. Those are two ways that I honestly show up for myself almost daily. And as you can see, I named two things that involve movement and mental health. That is something that is extremely important to me. And I feel like it has been a lifesaver for my mental health in many regards. I deal with seasonal depression, and I have to make it a habit of keeping that as a practice, because I will find myself needing it during times that is more challenging. And if I hadn't had that practice before that challenging time came, I might be, you know, shit up a creek. I might not know where to go or what to run to as a first line defense. But because that practice is already in play, I just reach for it there. Okay. And that's what showing up for myself looks like to me. So maybe take some time out of your day. Today would be good. Tomorrow would be fine as well. Take some time out of your day to figure out what it means when you say, I'm going to show up for me. What does that look like? A good way to, or suggestion I have for you in order for you to start showing up for yourself, is to understand actually that we are what we tell ourselves. Mindset truly, truly matters. The voices that are inside our head are typically more dramatic and can have a more negative connotation sometimes. Whenever we talk to ourselves. And your mindset is extremely important. Mindless chatter can lead to a paralyzation of progress. So you have to be intentional about what you tell yourself. You have to make it very specific. You can't make it so ambiguous that you aren't able to absorb what that means. You have to speak life to yourself. And I think there's a song that kind of talks about that. I think it's a gospel song. You have to speak life to yourself, because there's lots of barriers to preventing you to being that person that you know you can be. You know you can show up for yourself, but you have to combat those voices by remembering you are who you tell yourself you are. Tell yourself that you are strong, but sometimes you need somebody to lean on. Keep it real. You don't have to make it, you know, so Herculean. You're not Black Panther, T'Challa. You're not none of them, all right? You're a human being with real feelings, real emotions, and you are living a life. And so in that life, you are going to have to learn what it means to show up for yourself. Be endlessly curious about who you really are. Who you really are, not who other people say you are, not who you were in, you know, high school, not who you were 10 years ago. Who are you today? Who are you today? Everything that has happened to you before today has had purpose. It's had meaning. Search that out. Use that to understand where you fit, but don't allow it to keep you there. You have to move forward. You have to make progress. Even if they're baby steps, even if it's just small progress, everything adds up. It all adds up. Number two, stop saying no to yourself. No has an annoying little cousin. Has anybody ever had like annoying little brother or something like that? I would say my daughter is an annoying little daughter. Sometimes she probably could have been. She'll deny it, but I know different. I'm the parent. The annoying little cousin or brother of no is I can't figure this out. I can't get past this. I'm trying is the other little cousin. I'm trying. And there is a time where you have to go beyond saying, no, I can't, or I'm trying, and actually do and be. It's dangerous to live in that place of saying, I can't, or I'm trying. It's very dangerous because you become numb to life. You become numb to progress. You become complacent. And it's a little bit easier and more comfortable just to say, I am, I'm gonna, I'm trying, or even no. Like, I can't right now. It's too scary. Those are all things that allow us to sit in a space that does not serve us moving forward. It's great for now. Makes us feel good. Makes us feel like we're doing something. Makes us say, well, I'm not where I was before. You're absolutely right. You are so right, Pumpkin. But you know what else? You got more left in you. Don't become numb to where you are. Don't become complacent. Figuring out how to show up for yourself will not allow you to do that. You either you show up for yourself, or you sit into your place of complacency. I don't think the two can live in the same space. At me if you think I'm crazy. Otherwise, get on board, because we're right. Or at least I'm right. I might not be, but I have a feeling that you understand what I mean. Those two cannot coexist. I'm trying and I can't, or no, cannot live in the same space as showing up for yourself. Now, whether you take a few minutes to breathe and get back in the game, that is completely up to you. But even those few moments to breathe and taking and moments can be more than just a minute. Moments can be a week if you need it. But just understand, you can't stay there. And I'm preaching to the choir, y'all. Don't ever think that I'm having these conversations by myself, even though I am technically by myself right now. But don't ever think that you're in it alone. I speak to my imaginary audience. Like, I see billions of you whenever I have these conversations. One day I'm going to be on a stage and all of you are going to be right there. Okay, I've lost it. The last thing I want to hit on in regards to stop saying no to yourself is accepting life by saying it is what it is. Y'all, I'm going to call it like I see it. It's a cop out. Do I feel like it takes a little bit of work to get it done? I absolutely 100% do. I do completely. But moving beyond a space of saying it is what it is and accepting it, or accepting whatever it is, will not put you in a place where you can show up for yourself. It just won't. Those are the ones that you got to get pushed out of the way. You've got to literally, with everything that you have in you, pick that part up and remove it from your space. And if you have to do it every single day, then do it every single day until it's not there anymore. This goes into the next one, which is go all in for you. Be 100% present in whatever situation you find yourself in. 100% present, even the ones that suck. Even the crappy situations, even the things that you would rather not deal with, even the stuff that you're running away from, sit in that and rock it until it doesn't rock you anymore. That is where the breakthrough comes, and you can find yourself showing up for you in ways that you had not even imagined. It will take time. You will have to be patient. But as long as you do the work, as long as you put in the effort, as long as you make steps, you will see progress. And there's nothing like seeing progress. Nothing like seeing progress. Nothing like realizing that you did what you needed to do for you and nobody can take that away from you. There's something so powerful about that. And the more you do it, the better you become at it, and the more you will see a difference for you, not for anybody else, but for you. Another little tidbit that I like to share in regards to showing up for you is to prioritize your health and wellness. Now, this is where the Coach K comes into play. I am a huge advocate for health and wellness. I say that health and wellness probably saved my life. I can't, you know, guarantee it. I ain't God. So I can't say that for 100% certainty, but I do understand that movement and mental health awareness is primarily the reason that I'm still here. For sure. For sure. For sure. When you feel better, there's a domino effect that occurs. Optimum performance is honestly achieved by physical activity, appropriate nutrition, and mental health awareness, mental health activities. Those are the things that put you in a good place and space to show up for yourself. There's so many benefits to greater health and wellness, to improved health and wellness. You have a decreased risk of preventable health conditions, increased flexibility, strength, and balance. Your mood is better. You have a better sense of your wellness, of your own health and wellness. Less symptoms of anxiety and depression. Those are two huge, huge benefits. Your self-esteem can go up, your self-confidence will increase, your sharpness and your mental clarity will be different, and you might just see a decrease in your stress levels because you realize how to deal with stress when it comes. That's the thing, right? That's the key. We understand that there will always be highs and lows in life, but we have to figure out some coping mechanisms. We have to put in place some practices that will eventually become habits, that will eventually become who we are in order for us to show up for ourselves. Lastly, I want to share with you is just be realistic, be consistent, and leave room for grace for you. When you do these things for yourself, you're more apt to give them to other people. And it's not something that you're going to see every single day of your life, but it will be something that you will have in your back pocket so that it's there when you need it. You won't show up for yourself the same way every day. I don't think any of us do. I mean, we might try, but we aren't guaranteed to be that person that shows up the same way every single day because we're human. Things happen. Life happens. Stuff throws us off course. Things we don't have any control over will come and rock our entire world. And you will have to dig deep in that bag of tricks in order to survive. But you got to have a bag of tricks to start with. And that's where having a practice, a healthy practice of physical activity. You know, I'm going back to the health and wellness aspect of it, because so many times we leave that out. We leave it out. And I feel like it's just as important as everything else. It all matters. It all adds up. When you see progress, you'll continue to do what you need to do to see it. Okay. Remove the negative labels you put on yourself. You put them there. You have all the authority to remove them, okay? And if somebody else put them there, remove those too. Forgive them, remove those too, and continue on with your life. Because when you discover who you are, you realize that even what they said doesn't really matter. And it doesn't matter who it was. It could have been your mom, your dad, your grandma. Once you discover who you are, and we talked about that at the very beginning, what we tell ourselves we are, our mindset, we discuss this, right? Once we figure out who we are, what other people tell us we are doesn't matter. It has no weight. And once you get there, you will show up for yourself. You will have no choice but to show up for yourself. I have a question I want to leave with you that I'd love for you to ask yourself for as long as you need to ask yourself until you get it, until you really, really get it. And that is, how will I show up for myself today? When you wake up in the morning, and I'm not a morning person, y'all, so I literally lay in my bed for a really long time, especially if I don't have to work. But anyways, when you wake up in the morning, open your eyes, you figure out you're still here, you're still alive, you're breathing. And before you get out of bed, start asking yourself, how will I show up for me today? How will I show up for me today? While you're brushing your teeth in your head, how am I going to show up for me today? What am I going to do for me? On my to-do list, my own, for me, for myself, not for anybody else. And once you start putting those things into practice of showing up for yourself daily, then it's going to make sense. and you're going to be able to reach into that bag of tricks just when you need it the most. So that's what I have for you today. I went a little over my little 20 minutes that I allow myself to go, but I really wanted to hit this home for you. I really wanted to leave you with something that made sense and that could help you, especially as we enter into this last part of the year. What a crazy year it's been. But I appreciate you guys listening. Please share, comment, you know, hit me up on my social media after you listen. You can even send me a message. I love to get private messages because I'm able to respond with you personally, and then it's just me and you. So anyways, have a great, great rest of your day, your evening, wherever you are when you're listening to this. I hope you are in great health and you are making strides to improve it. And as always, I invite you to be good. I encourage you to do good. And I ask you to always, always live well.